50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friends, a priority one, security, keeping Zach safe without me there. Zach, you're okay, right? You're safe there without me?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're locked down. We're good to go here and awaiting your return anxiously, really.
Safe and sound inside of our Priority One security studios is our great friends at Priority One. Let them protect you, your business. If you're in an industrial field, if you're in a commercial field, protect your employees, protect your cash flow, your inventory at home. Let them protect your wife and your kids and your family and all your possessions in a world in which I'm sorry to say you need it. You need it. It's our great friends at Priority One and Priority One. Security.com. It's number one now. Priority One Security. We love them here. We're blessed to have them on our side. We're talking a lot of the Urban Meyer stuff. In case you're just joining us, a lot of folks join us for this for hour number two. Just getting up and about. And in case you've not seen that, Urban Meyer has been placed on administrative leave from Ohio State. Let's get to Drew in Greenwood, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Drew. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, we're great. Glad to hear you are.
Yeah, I just think, man, he's in a bad situation. I mean, you think just the simple answer is just, you know, when all this comes up, Urban, just fire it. You know, just fire and be done with it. But then are you putting, I mean, you're really washing your hands with the situation, which is you would think would be the right answer, but it's the easy answer. I mean, if this guy really is a danger to her, then firing him, just saying forget about it. I mean, the cops have already been involved. They know the situation. Is this putting her in more danger? I mean, is he keeping him on and kind of counseling him, maybe he is trying to protect the lady by the wife by keeping him on, maybe trying to counsel him. You know, I don't know the situation, but I don't know. Urban's he was in a tough situation, I would think.
I totally agree with that. I am conflicted, Drew, in that, you know, there part of you says, boy, him and his wife did a great thing in 2009 because they counseled this young couple and hopefully straightened out their lives. And now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe that he didn't know. Are we firing Urban Meyer because, here's what I'm not clear about. Are we going to fire him because he didn't fire Zach Smith or because he lied about knowing? What's his fireable offense?
Yeah, that's the tough one. I mean, you know, I'm not really sure what the reasoning for him lying about the whole thing is, you know.
Yeah. And on top
basically,
I think you make a good point, Drew. Are we going to ruin Urban Meyer's career because some other person did something else? I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know. You're right, though. He's in a really bad spot, and I don't know the answer to it. I don't know what's going to happen here. Crazy stuff.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your phone call, Drew. Thanks a lot. Zach, in the end, you're in the case right now. You're very much convinced. Are you 100% that you'd fire him?
100%.
You would fire him because, A, he didn't fire Zach Smith in 2015, or B, he lied about it in 2018. Which one?
Because he lied about it, and well, both actually, right? Both. Why does that have to be one or the other?
It didn't have to be, I don't guess.
We have a texter getting in. Firing the guy does nothing as far as the protection of the victim is concerned, and that is correct. But do you not fire him and just say, well, he couldn't do anything now, so what's the point? You still have to be held responsible for your actions, don't you?
Yes. You have to be, there has to be consequences to your actions, yes. Is it worth firing over on this? I don't know that. I mean, I put myself, in my career that I worked hard for, Urban Meyer's worked hard in his career to get to a certain spot. Is your career not over? I should say over. I don't know. He'll be in the NFL, I guess, if he, you know, the next thing here. But is it worth taking a guy's career and just ending all relationships with him because of that? Is that truly fireable?
Is it his responsibility as the man's boss, the man's direct, he reports him directly. Is it responsibility contractually with Title IX stuff and all that kind of stuff to report domestic violence? Is that his responsibility? If that's the case, that's a fireable offense. There's zero doubt about that.
I don't know.
He kept a guy who beat his wife on staff. A guy who's in charge of developing, molding, and shaping young men. And he kept him on staff since 2009 when the first charge occurred.
Yeah. I mean, one very important piece of this is that he hired him after 09.
Absolutely. He brought him to Ohio State with him.
But, I mean, people can't change, and people, you're hoping, boy, they've reconciled and they've straightened their marriage out and that he's not this guy anymore. I'm a firm believer that people don't change. You know, we can talk about all the time that, boy, now all of a sudden this guy's rehabilitating. Well, I don't see that in my life every day that people don't change. So he didn't knowingly bring a guy on that did something really bad in 2009. I certainly see that. I still am stuck on, and I'm not saying I don't believe this, Zach. I'm fence sitting on this thing, is that is the end of Urban Meyer's tenure at Ohio State. That's the reason?
Why is the tone and the inflection right there in that question? Why is that such a sticking point for you to wrap your head around?
In his job description of what he's charged with, that I would say that he's very, very good at his job, and that as far as in hiring and firing a program director, an advertising, a salesperson, a station, whatever, can somebody do the job better? How big is that part of her job? I don't know. I'm not sure that's a huge part of his job and his job description. And again, we're asking a guy that if a booster, Jim Tressel got in trouble because a couple players got involved with a booster and tattoos. All that was Jim Tressel's? Like, you're in your relationship with Jim Tressel because a booster traded out tattoos?
Because he's
for
in
that?
Charge of the program.
Yeah,
that's his
man.
Program. That is what happens in that program. The buck stops with him. It ends there at Jim Tressel's doorstep or Urban Meyer's doorstep. That is what happens. You take that responsibility on when you take that job.
You
and
do.
Mickey, you just talked about you don't think people can change. You don't believe in people changing, right?
I mean, you, basically who you are.
For the sake of conversation, yes or no?
Yeah, I said that, yes.
Yes. Urban Meyer has built this culture before. This is not new stuff surrounding Urban Meyer. He had all kinds of stuff happen with players at Florida. All kinds of stuff happened with this same coach at Florida. People don't change. If that's your case, I mean, he's not a good person. He doesn't have a good culture. He doesn't have a good people around him.
Let me bring up something, and I'm going to admit it up front that it's very weak.
Okay.
But just philosophically saying, aren't we taught in the religion that you and I follow, aren't we taught to forgive people?
Are we taught to forgive people?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And can you see in Urban Meyer's head that, man, what he did wrong in 09, and I'm gonna we counseled him, and so I'm gonna hire him. And then, is it possible that he didn't think that anything was really going on bad in their marriage afterwards because he forgave the guy for it, and the wife forgave him for it, and everything was moving forward? I kind of see that a little bit, right? Or not? That's not my strongest argument, by the way.
No, I mean, but it's a point of conversation, I guess. It's
right. I admitted it was weak going into it. I'm just saying, just point out different factors.
I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm not saying
In the end, if Urban knew, which I think he did, who did he report it to? Because remember this, he said this, that you report it to your superiors. Remember, Urban Meyer has bosses too. You say it's his responsibility, and it is, but he has bosses too. Did he report it to Gene Smith? Is Urban Meyer just protecting Gene Smith? Saying, look, you know, he could very easily say, it could be the case where, hey, man, I reported to him, and that's the athletic director's job from here on out to go with whatever he needs to go with. Right? I mean, that's a possibility, right? Maybe. Let's get to some phone calls. Zach, I'm going to let you pick. I think you're on the full phone lines on hold now. Let me go to William in Georgia. I think Zach can hear me back there in the studios. Good morning, William. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey? How are you, man?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
I'm good. I'm just like you, man. I'm conflicted on this deal. I know the Big Ten is going to be interesting this year if they do fire him, Urban. But I see the point where he should have reported it. But also, how many assistant coaches have these coaches got? You know, I mean, like Dabo and Kirby, how many do they have? Can they go home at night and park in their living room with sleeping bags and make sure that they don't get tanked up and beat their wives? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a confliction. And I'm with Zach on it, too. He knew that a man was beating his wife whatever the word is for these young men. I can't think of it right now. Grooming these young men into being good players. I mean, he had an obligation. It's just conflicting is all I can say.
Well, I would agree with you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd agree with you. But now, remember, too, one of the things that Urban Meyer kind of built his program around is that we respect women in our program. And it's hard to say we respect women when you let a woman, you get a guy who, you know, you hired a guy that you knew had done that in the past.
Yeah, and I find it hard to believe that there wasn't some kind of stink at Florida. Didn't he bring that guy from Florida with him to Ohio State?
Yeah, he did. Right.
And there had to be something. If he had to say why anyway, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, there was in 2009. There was an arrest in 2009, yeah. So he knew about it in 2009.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, what we looking at, brother? 30 days, am I counting it right? I know you down to the minute.
Yeah, what are we, Zach? What's our latest countdown? I think Zach's answering a lot of phone calls right now. I think we're right around 30 days. I think you're right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot there.
Yeah, bye.
I think we're down to 30 through all of that. 654-ROAR. 654-7627. Let's get to Alex. Alex, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all this morning?
Man, we're fantastic.
I'm a Buckeye man, so I'm kind of shook up about this whole situation, and I got a weird story, because I'm not really understanding everything that's going on. I mean, I understand it, you know. You got to do what you got to do, you know, when it comes to these people that, you know, break the laws and do the wrong thing. But I have a buddy that his neighbor actually, you know, was beating on his wife. And he went out there and him and the guy got into it in the driveway. And she called the police and the police got there. She had she didn't know what was going on. And they got him. They took my buddy to jail for helping this guy. This woman's out here yelling because her husband's throwing up against the house and beating her up. And when the police get there, she had she didn't know what's going on, and they took my brother to jail for fighting. So I'm on the fence, but at the same time, if this has been going on since 2009, and she's still with this guy, why are you still with him if all this is going on? What is it? Is it because of your image? Is it because of the money? And now here it is, 2018, and now you're trying to, all of a sudden, you want to get out and leave. Why are you leaving now? Is it because of he's got more money, and now you can leave and walk away, you know, with big pockets? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And then why is it that it's everybody else's fault when you never stood up for yourself and, you know, tried to get out and make it better? So that's the part I don't understand. Then the second part is, Caller said earlier, I mean, yes, Urban Meyer's job to report all that and handle that, but at the same time, I mean, he has to report it to his superiors and see what's going on. They have to do their investigations. Even if he fires a guy, I'm pretty sure there's some clause where he's got to get paid, he's got to get this, he's got to get that. So, you know, you have to go up the chain of command. So it has to be more people involved. It has to be more people held accountable than just Urban Meyer. I mean, you got coaches that you have to watch over. You got tons of players, and y'all were talking about other guys from Ohio State getting in trouble for tattoos. Well, since all that has happened, since Jim Trussell got kicked out, we have had guys all over the country That's during signing, sports memorabilia, people selling it on the internet, guys getting paid to come and play, and all type of stuff that's went on. But unfortunately, a lot of that stuff is swept under the rug, and it don't matter unless you're one of the big programs and you're at the top. If you're just like it happened in baseball, everybody in baseball was taking steroids. Everybody in cycling was taking steroids. But if you're not one of the two or three at the top, then they're not coming after you. They're not bothering you because you're just a small fish in a big pond. They want the big fish. And every time, it's always the people at the top that get persecuted the most for these things, and everybody at the bottom just kind of get a smack on the wrist, or it gets talked about. Then a week later or 2 days later, there's nothing else said about it. And I think we're in that same situation right now, and I don't understand why we don't handle these things the same way, or why everybody's not held accountable across the board. It's just always the people or the best programs at the top that always suffer the most consequences.
Alex, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. We hear about the high-profile ones. I think other people are prosecuted a little bit in there, too. But he makes, I think he makes an excellent point about domestic violence. And I talked to my friend last night. By the way, we've got an attorney on hold. We're going to get to him right after the break, a defense attorney. It's a slippery slope in a lot of cases, and we don't know what happened in that household. We don't know who's to blame through all of that, And yet, it's crazy that that's going to be the end of Urban Meyer's tenure at Ohio State. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise you, I'm coming straight back. I need to take a short break more right after this.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Mickey Plyler here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
Audible has one of the hottest deals of summer for Amazon Prime members, and there's still time to catch it. Join Audible for just $4.95 a month for your first 3 months. You'll get one credit a month good for any audiobook, like J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Stephen King's The Outsider. Exchange any you don't like. Explore the world's largest selection of audiobooks and save over 65%. Today's the last day for this incredible Amazon Prime member offer. Get it now at audible.com/prime.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good.
Full bank of phone calls. Let's get straight back to them. 654 Roar. Chris is in Piedmont, and Chris is a defense attorney. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Yeah, I've been listening to this debate back and forth. Right. I couldn't agree with Zach more.
Okay. Tell me why.
One thing I'm going to throw out there is I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but South Carolina since 2014 has been fifth in the nation in the number of domestic violence deaths. So that's a horrible statistic that we are prominent in the nation for. But regarding Urban Meyer, he was aware of this in 2009. He became aware. This guy was arrested. And you mentioned that another attorney opined about the fact that, well, what happened to the prosecution? And that doesn't really matter. Urban was aware of what happened. And a lot of times what I see in these cases is after the initial assault, husband will be kind of nice to the wife again, and she'll kind of forget about it. And when prosecution comes around, 6, 7, 8, 9 months away, they've reconciled, or the wife minimizes it because there's psychological trauma as well. So she'll go to court and either minimize the incident or not cooperate, and he'll never be convicted, but he's arrested. But, you know, be that as it may, Urban was aware of this stuff. And the worst part is he tolerated it. He brought him to Florida State, knowing all along that this happened. I read about this yesterday on ESPN.com, where they played a portion of the showed a portion of text messages. Shelly Meyer was aware of this. She knew what was going on. So Urban was aware of that, and the fact that he didn't get rid of this guy, at the point Zach made, is right on. This guy is in charge of a football program molding the lives of young men, and the fact that he knew about this and tolerated it and didn't do anything is probably one of the worst things. But the second worst thing is he lied about it. Then said, well, I didn't know anything about it, when he did, and the text messages show his wife knew, and he probably knew. I don't see there's any way Ohio State can keep him around, simply because tolerating this guy for as many years as he tolerated it and then lying about it.
A lot will, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know the law, a lot will depend on his contract. I would say that if the contract is written like I think it would be, that there's morality and ethics clauses in there, right? Clauses, I should say, in there, that Ohio State should have a pretty easy out, right?
Yes, absolutely. There'll be something in there in that regard, I'm sure of it.
Right. But as a defense attorney, or as an attorney, you know this. I mean, I think you make great points. And I'm not saying that I'm still on the fence on this thing, leaning towards firing rather than not firing if it's my case. I don't know all the facts. But as a defense attorney, I can make cases of, well, did Urban know? I mean, in a court of law, Shelley knew, but did Urban know? I mean, my mind says, yeah, he knew, but do we know that he knew? I mean, you can make a pretty easy case, right?
Well, the part of the story, though, from ESPN talked about either Urban or one of Urban's enablers went to the young lady and some of the administration and talked her out of pressing charges. So there is no way in the world that Urban Meyer did not know about that.
Yeah.
I don't see there's any conceit. Now, I could make that argument, sir. I could argue anything. Yeah. But I don't think there's any way in the world that he can say he did not know about that.
And I tend to agree with you.
These arrests are public record.
Let me point this out, though, Chris. And just, again, this is just a hypothetical, and I think this is an anecdote to the story. In the movie Goodfellas, you see where, if you remember, how the ladies are sitting around getting their nails done, their hair done, and someone makes an advance towards one of the women, and they're telling a story about it, and say, well, did you tell your husband? Oh, I'd never tell him. He'd kill him. You know, I'm trying to keep him out of jail because he would kill him. You can say an argument that for Shelley Urban to say, man, Urban doesn't need to know this because it then puts him, takes away his plausible deniability, and I'm not going to tell Urban this.
I think the fact that also in the text messages, one of the other, the coaches' wives, a lot of them knew.
Right.
And there's no way you can tell me, a straight face that if several of the wives knew that they all didn't make a pack. Hey, we're not going to tell our husbands it's a pack. There is no way, since they all knew, or a lot of them knew. In fact, right. When the text messages says, well, all the staff knows.
Right.
I just don't see any way he can survive, given the fact that he lied about not knowing.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Hey, Chris, I appreciate your input this morning. Thanks for calling in, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Alabama boy is an administrator. Good morning, Alabama boy. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just want to bring up a point from an educational administrator in our public school system, and this goes all the way through higher education. Urban Meyer is the administrator of the football team of student athletes, keyword student. And in the world in which in the educational world, if you even have a reasonable thought that abuse is taking place, whether you have solid evidence, not only protecting kids but protecting employees, you have an obligation to report what you think might be an abusive situation. So with that being said, and it can come back on you if you had these thoughts and saw some evidence of abuse and you don't follow through with reporting it to the proper authorities, it can come back to cost you your job. And so he's in a more difficult position, because if he does know that this wide receiver coach is abusing his wife and he neglects to report that to the authorities, he should be fired.
Well, let me add this, Alabama boy, and this is Brent McMurphy is reporting this morning, that according to paragraph 4-1E, and this is a new paragraph that was added to his contract in April, that coach shall promptly report Ohio State Deputy Title IX Coordinator for Athletics any known violations of Ohio State's sexual misconduct policy, including but not limited to sexual harassment, sexual assault, sexual exploitation, intimate violence and stalking. And all those are on there, obviously. But this was added to it. Obviously, this is the world we live in, where we're adding and we're, you know, with the what happened in Hollywood and all this kind of stuff, that we're adding these to these contracts. And according to Brent McMurphy and others now, that if he knew about domestic violence issues, he would have violated his contract and been fired with cause as a result.
Yeah, but
which is what you're saying.
I see that, and I know that was there, but don't you think bringing him in 2009 to the program, he should have had his radar up, and anything that he sees or heard or a conversation with his wife should have immediately set things in motion to make sure that this coach's wife was protected. And
yes,
that's my point, that there's where he's at fault.
Yeah,
you're on the fence. If he knew, right?
And you're right in this.
Talk about.
Well, and here's something that's hard for me to believe, that if he says that they tried to counsel the couple, the young couple in 2009, and there's no way I can think that if you knew about it in the past, that you wouldn't follow up on it for the next few years and ask, man, hey, man, how are you guys doing? That wasn't a...
Exactly.
You hope it's an isolated instance, but that certainly does not look good in his corner. Hey, I'll ask you as an Alabama fan, does this mean that Urban Meyer's going to be Nick Saban's next analyst down in Alabama?
Oh, my God. You did not just say that.
Well, hey,
no,
man.
Absolutely not. Uh-uh. He can't even sweep the floors in the gym.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, man, I appreciate you checking in with us. Thank you, sir. Bye. Sam is in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Sam, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I am good. I'm driving, so I hope it doesn't sound too crazy when I'm talking.
No, not at all. I'm sure you can do it.
I am also an attorney and agree with a lot of what Chris said. In fact, all of what Chris said regarding this situation. I do more business law and things along those lines and represent businesses, and it's odd just last week counseled one of my clients who had an employee lying to him and said, if he's lying to you, fire him. And that was before any of this came up. And, you know, when someone's lying to you, and to me it seems obvious that Urban Meyer, when he said he didn't know anything, was lying. He has integrated his wife so closely into their program, and she had those text messages that said, I've got to tell Urban. You said something about making any case. Well, yes, you can make, as an attorney, you can make a case, but it's got to be believable. You can say a lot of things, but if they're not believable, they don't go over well. And that's what's happening here, I think, with him denying. He knew or should have known, and really it appears that he knew. But also going back to hiring this person to begin with, knowing he had a problem, that's negligent hiring. That's terrible on his part, and he brings risk to his employer by doing so. They are paying him $6 million a year to run one of the best programs in the country, and he messes it up like that. That is he has brought significant risk to that organization through his negligent hiring. And I think he could, either one of those are grounds for him to be terminated.
That's a very good point. And we'll find out more about the contract. And Sam, you know this, in the contract, they write these things in there for a reason. Good contracts give you outs on both sides. And it appears like they have all the, you know, all that in there for that one. Is this an open and shut case to you? I mean, do you think that Ohio State, will this be done? I mean, you don't, is the writing on the wall here for you? Is this over?
I think if I was their attorney, I would be looking strongly at, I would probably be recommending, you don't make those decisions as an attorney, you make recommendations, and I would be probably recommending strongly that they terminate him because of the signal that it sends for a major university like that. And oh, by the way, regarding that clause in the contract, and that it sounds like it's gotten more specific and all that, but they probably didn't even need, under these circumstances, wouldn't even need that clause. You don't have to spell out every detail if something obviously falls within a more general clause, right, such as, you know, it would apply as well. They're covering their tail just to put that specific language in there so it's not arguable, but really it probably wasn't arguable before.
It's a very good point. Sam, I appreciate your phone call, man. Thanks for the input. I hope you have a safe drive. Let's get to, I want to go up to Ohio, Ohio Tiger in Cincinnati. Ohio Tiger, thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, fellas. In relationship to the text chain that's, from his wife, Shelley, I think in there were comments that she made that mentioned that Urban didn't know what to think about the situation. So I think it's obvious he was fully aware, especially with the counseling they had provided the couple, years earlier. But also I heard that Zach Smith is Earl Bruce's grandson. He had been with the program since he was in his late teens and early 20s. So he was a long time, I guess you'd say, underling of Urban. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think he had some accountability to, make a move prior to this. And you hope that, maybe in his mind, he's thinking, well, they've got, the couple's gotten better. They've fixed their problems. We helped them out and things are better now. But at the end of the day, when you talk about domestic violence and getting up on a national stage and saying, I know nothing about it, that's just a lie. And at the end of the day, accountability to the kids he's mentoring and, to himself, to the program, to the university, I don't think there's any reasonable way you can get him back in that seat again.
Let me ask this, Ohio Tiger. What's the environment like now? What's the feeling? What's the pulse in Ohio right now?
Well, I can tell you, full disclosure, I'm a Clemson grad, 91.
Right.
You know, and I grew up a Buckeye, but and I get waterboarded with Buckeye, my Buckeye family all the time. They're just disgusted. You know, my cousins who all went to Ohio State, yeah, they'd love to keep them, but I think, you know, based on the tone, the flavor, their language, that they know that this is the end of the line. They're looking, they're trying to hypothesize as to what's next.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate your input, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks an awful lot.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Let me do, let's go back to Ohio again, Zach, if we can. Alan is also in Ohio. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. I think I won't beat the dead horse. I firmly believe that Urban Meyer, if he didn't know, he didn't want to know, which is negligent. So either way, I think it violates the contract as you laid out with the new articles that were added to his contract. So I don't think there's really room to wiggle for him moving forward, especially after he lied. But the other part of it that I'm curious about is the fact that his wife also works for the university, and she clearly knew. So what are the ramifications that, you know, face her? Is she, you know, on the chopping block of being fired as well?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, that's a secondary because of her, you know, her position and his money, all that kind of stuff, and her role in it. But that's a very good question. I think this, Alan, this is important to me. A very good friend of mine who was a corporate superstar for years once told me, and he was talking about a girlfriend, and he says, you know what he need to break up with her? I went, when's that? He goes, the first time you think you should, because she's not going to change. And he goes, I learned this in HR. I said, what do you mean? He goes, in HR, we know this. The first time, you need to fire someone the first time you think you should, because he's not going to change. And if anything, then Urban Meyer probably has changed through the years. Urban Meyer's gotten to be a better coach than he was at Florida, but he should have fired Zach Smith the first time he thought he, you know, it came up, because it's cost him his job now. Hey, what's your thought of Alan about the pulse in Ohio? What are your, what are people saying there? What are they, what's the pulse like there?
Well, the few people that I've talked to are fully ready for him to be fired. They, I mean, most people seem to understand that it's, what he's done is wrong, and there seems to be a little apprehension about him being gone.
Interesting. Very interesting. And all this is leaning me, Zach, you know, maybe leaning that way a little more now. Hey, Alan, thanks for the phone call, man. Hope you have a great day in Ohio. Thanks for calling in. Zach, you guys are starting to convince me more. Again, I was on the fence, but I'm starting to see it a little bit more.
Well, good.
Well, that's just how influential you are in my life, Zach. Canty Foundation can help you right now, friends. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. If you have moisture underneath your home, you don't want mold and mildew, Canty can help you out. They can encapsulate that crawl space. They can make sure that you've got everything you need when it comes to drying that space up. And they'll come in there and they'll take away that mold and mildew. The air you breathe with your family will be cleaner. You're going to love Canty. Canty is a full of great professionals. Hey, if you have foundation cracks and walls, you might not even know that you have foundation cracks and walls, you know, doors that are sticker jammed. You don't know what the reason for that. Let them figure out that. It's a no obligation phone call. These people are unbelievable at what they do. It's my great friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I know George is in Greenville. George, hang on. I'm getting your phone call. So much more. We're talking Urban Meyer's when you return more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
Going left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in the air. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering exclusive pricing for listeners. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, moving, need more space in your home or garage? Store your stuff with confidence. Call 502-0099 today and mention the Roar to lock in your offer. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard. Go Tigers!
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Thursday. It's been Waldemar, Urban Meyer. I want to hear from you. I've got a bunch of tweets to get to. Let me get to, first, our friend Josh Williams texts in from down in Charleston. He lives down there, Zach. You know how Charleston, they say, is full of all is Ohio South. He says, you want me to go down to Mount Pleasant and get some interviews, see how the pulse is in Ohio? Touche, man, touche. Let me get back to our phone lines. I really appreciate you calling in. After George, we'll do Twitter. George is in Greenville. George, you've been very patient, and I really thank you for that. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, how are you doing? And I know some of the stuff's been ramblings, but I love that the last few callers, super intellect, and they come across great. But there were some statements made by one caller about why didn't she leave? There's some deep issues there. They were separated. That was the reason that she was contacting them in 2015. That was the issue. And so she did. But there's also, before you judge somebody in one of those situations, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. They had a child together. There's a lot of things that go into it. I am not going to judge because I don't have any right to do that. But some statements were made. Number one, the thing about religion, it kills me when people say, well, if I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to forgive. And that's true. Thank God people have forgiven me. But as the father of a daughter and as a husband, you can be forgiven, but it does not mean you have to forget or that you don't have to pay penance for your actions. You should be held accountable for your actions. The good book does not state that you have to forgive and forget that the thing happened. You still should be held accountable for your actions. And another statement was made that we don't know what happened in that household, so we don't know who's at fault. And that makes me want to vomit. That as a male, there's nothing a female could ever do that would make it righteous for me to put my hands on her. I can always walk away. And as the father of a daughter, that better be the choice. I mean, because you can't think that anything that my wife could ever do to me justifies me putting my hands on her. So that argument, those two arguments to me hold no water. And it just bothers me greatly that's why we're fifth in violence against women, is because that stereotype of, well, it's their fault they didn't leave, or I'm supposed to forgive them, or, well, we don't know whose fault it was. There's no fault to where it would be justified for me as a man to put my hands. I can always just walk away. And I think that's the issue that we got to look at. This guy's a football coach. He is around kids. I mean, you want your son, you have a son, would you want your son to learn from a man that his reaction to his wife is that multiple times? To me, that's what we're not looking at. We're not looking at what this man does for a living. He's not, I mean, I don't know how else to go, but I really think the bottom line issues are those facts that I brought up and how we're never going to change our mindset if we keep thinking, or we blame the victim. I think before this caller rambled on about how they're picking on Ohio State, you need to think about what that woman, not only the abuse, but what she has to do to prosecute that abuse and what our system puts her through to prosecute that abuse. And those lawyers could tell you way better than I could, but I agree. Our charge is to forgive, but yeah, it is not to forget. And I heard another statement, well, it's not going to help the victim if we do it now. Okay, so if I kill somebody today and y'all don't catch me till tomorrow, you really shouldn't put me in jail for killing somebody, because it's not going to help the victim. Those arguments are just almost sad. They're so ignorant. And that's why we are where we are. And we're never going to get better if people care more about football than they do protecting their wives and daughters. And that, I mean, God, I love football. Can't wait for it to start. But that's pitiful. I mean, that's pitiful.
Well, let me say this. Years ago, here at the station, we got involved with a couple of homes for battered women, and I went through an afternoon and I spent time with them, and I learned so much more about how many cases are unreported. I went through, and it was an afternoon that we spent there, and like what these women go through. And so I educated myself on that. And years ago, well, at the ACC championship game, the last one is last year, in the Miami game, I spent my wife and I spent about an hour with a cop there in the parking lot. He was off duty and he was just earning money just as a security guy there, and he was on a domestic violence task force. And I learned so much about how all these cases don't go reported because of, you know, why she goes back or why she stays and those kind of things. And so many, many, many more go unreported. At the same time, I know two cases right now that you can say, not cases, one was an arrest and one was not an arrest, where you can say, man, you know what? On paper, it looks this way, but in actuality, that's not how it happened. I witnessed one time where a lady was hitting a man.
Have you seen the pictures of this lady?
No,
I
haven't seen them.
Have you seen the pictures of this lady? I'm not debating that you could be on a date with somebody and they say you did something. That's why there's an adjudication system. But I'm saying when a person has been abused, and it is straightforward abuse. I mean, this is not, oh, he brushed me into the wall, or, you know, he slapped my hand reaching for
George,
his steak. This
George,
is,
have you seen the picture? Where can I find the pictures? Because I hadn't seen them. Have you seen the pictures?
Oh, they text. I guess it's on Twitter. It's on the internet now. I mean, I'm sure you can see it. But it's not a questionable situation. It's, I mean, I agree with you. I know there are, and I think those people, when you accuse someone of that type thing and it's false, I think they should go to prison for the same sentence of what they were accusing someone of. I don't have a problem with that. If you did that, it would quit happening. You know, if you're going to accuse me of something like that and it's a false accusal, then they should go to prison for as long as the person was going to go for what they were accused. I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I have to protect my daughter. There's nothing that a woman can do to you that makes that right. I'm sorry. And the man is a football coach. So if you're going to put him around my son, who's coming to my son will never make it there, but I mean, if he's going to come there to play football, I don't want someone to teach my child that. And that man is basically a teacher. There are moral clauses in a lot of professions that are way more important than a football coach.
No, I agree with you. George, I appreciate you checking in with us, man. Thanks for your phone call. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, in the case of self-defense would be the only thing I could think of that a bigger, stronger should walk away. But, you know, self-defense maybe. And again, I don't know what happened in those cases, but if he, you know, he should be put under the jail if he's did what he's accused of doing. Georgia Greg is in Greenwood, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Georgia Greg. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Hey, you know, I'm gonna say this. I can't stand Urban Meyer. And you probably know why. We've talked about over the years of going all the way back to 2008 when he called the timeouts at the end of the game against Georgia. I just have never liked Urban Meyer. But I still am conflicted about what should happen. And I guess to me it comes down to if there was some kind of consistent cover-up, if he knew it. And like I said, I don't know 100% all the situation. But I guess, I mean, Urban Meyer was not the domestic abuser. The guy was. But if he purposefully had knowledge of it and ignored it based on the stance he took, that's a problem. So, but I guess that's what it's going to come down to. I don't know, to me, I don't see how he's going to get out of this, but I've got to believe they've got to come up with he did something purposely, because if he didn't, I mean, he's the boss of a guy. If he didn't have any knowledge, well, we know he had knowledge of something, so I don't know. But like I said, I don't like Urban Meyer, but then again, I don't know if everybody around a certain situation should be held accountable for that situation. The guy who was the abuser definitely should. So do you see what I'm saying? I don't.
Yeah, Greg, I think it comes down to like almost every situation of these is what did he know and when did he know it? And, you know, why did he, or did he even lie? Because if he didn't know, he didn't lie at the Big 12 meetings. But what did he know and when did he know it? And then you go from there.
And that's my point. I think he's already, to me, it sounds like he's already been convicted. And that, like I said, I don't like the guy, but then again, I don't think there should just be an automatic judgment. I think there should at least be some foundation to where if he's terminated, it's because he did this and this and this. And that's what I'm going to be interested in finding out what happens.
Yeah, very good points on it. Yeah, very good points. I appreciate the phone call, Greg. Thanks an awful lot.
Yes, sir. All right.
Zach, are you with me now? Let's see.
Yeah, but
Zach. All right. Text comes in, and I have a ton of, oh, you sent me pictures. I don't want to see these pictures. It's almost like I want to. Yeah, it's not good.
So there's evidence there.
Yeah, that's not good at all. text comes in, and it said, if Urban knew and didn't do anything, that equals Joe Paterno not doing anything, allowed abuse to continue. You agree with this?
Yes.
I'm learning. Again, you know, you're convincing me more of this now. I still want to know that Urban Meyer knew it, though. I still want to know that. I think he knew, but I can't convict him about what I think happened. And the more and more I see it, I mean, the writing's on the wall. I appreciate everybody checking in this hour. We had, you know, a couple of 3 phone calls from Ohio and getting the pulse of what all's going on up there. There's more questions out there besides did Urban Meyer's wife tell him. Did he tell anybody at the university? And if so, why didn't we investigate? Why did the people at Ohio State not investigate if Urban Meyer told them? Who did he tell? These are things that they have to know and have to find out. And, Brett McMurphy just did an incredible job of documenting all this throughout everything. So, again, we'll continue to talk more about this. We're going to take a little Urban Meyer break. We're going to talk to Paul Strelo. When we come back, we'll get the latest on Clemson's unbelievable rush of Clemson commitments. And then we'll get back to more Urban Meyer talk in the second half of the final hour. With Zach, I'm Mickey. We'd love for you to come back. Hour number 3 right after this.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.